This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There cannot be a worse, more dangerous, and outright evil class of people than those who want to tell others, like me and you, how to think and what to do. Those who would rule you and take away your liberty do not do it for your own good, ever. Founders knew this. That's why they pushed back hard against the intolerable acts. It's why they tossed tea into the harbor. It's why they eventually fought the world's mightiest military. And that's why they so valued the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness granted to us by our Creator. It led Patrick Henry to proclaim, "Give me liberty or give me death." George Washington could have been king, and he declined. More than once. He declined power 3 times. He declined to serve a third term as president, desperately wanting to return to domestic life in Mount Vernon, rather than continue as the most powerful man in the nation. When England's King George III, America's implacable enemy, heard of this, he exclaimed, "If he does that, he will be the greatest man in the world." More than 600,000 Americans died in the Civil War that others may be free. And this is our heritage as citizens of the United States of America. And I, for one, am getting pretty damn sick of that heritage being bastardized and twisted and denied and denigrated and mocked. The U.S. has long been a guarantor of freedom, both at home and around the world. There is a reason why Germans rushed to the West to surrender to American troops rather than be captured by Russians. The great communicator who won the Cold War that followed World War II knew how fragile liberty is. Reagan said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day they will spend our sunset years telling our children that our children's children what it was like in the United States where men were free. So do we want to, in effect, be that one generation that permits the extinction of freedom? Or do we want to hand it down to our children as the founders did to us? Because today, despite the clear, unyielding historical record, many in our nation are calling for the destruction of capitalism and free markets and the imposition of socialism and Marxism. Since time immemorial, the left has been about one thing and one thing only: power. To wit, does anybody truly believe that believe those they want to ostracize, the unvaccinated, tax them, fine them, take away their livelihoods, and confine them to camps, really wish to do so out of concern for the unvaccinated, or for anybody, or anything else but their own power? And is this why people in need of life-saving organ transplants are being sent away if they haven't acquiesced to the shot, the jab, as they call it? Is this why those that so loudly profess deep concern for their fellow man so often make comments about those with whom they disagree, like, Let them die. Democrats and progressives and authoritarians of all stripes have imposed their will on the rest of us for 2 years now in the form of mask and vaccine mandates. At times they've told us we can't go to work or leave our homes, have our family over for Christmas, go to church, go to weddings, visit dying relatives, or even allow more than a handful of people to grieve with us at their funerals. And I just want to say, what the heck is going on here? Those that created, fought, and died for this country would be equal parts stunned, devastated, repulsed, and angry if they could see it now. So much for a limited government of, by, and for the people. We have let those that rule us take away our pursuit of happiness and liberty. The ultimate in taking away others' liberty is taking away their lives. You know, reference, let them die. So, we have to wake up from this woke nightmare. This reclamation of liberty is at hand. I mean, it's there for the taking. But we're the ones going to have to do it. Otherwise, we sentence our descendants to perpetual servility and darkness till the sun burns out. Is that what you want? That's not what I want. I have four descendants. Well, you know, I have three children and four grandchildren. And for all of them, I would love to leave them the world I grew up in, which doesn't exist now. They don't think that way either. They don't perceive the world the way I did. They don't see the world the way I did. There's a lot of reasons for that. Technology, social media, the kind. You know, there's some things that children do now, kids do, young people do. They do it and they mature so fast, I think maybe it is too fast. I think maybe they get so much information so quickly that they don't really know how to handle that, how to deal with it. The other thing is that, you know, I served with the intention that my children would not have to. I did it so they would not have to. Now, of course, I knew that when they became adults, that what my desires for them were not going to matter any. And in today's military, I'm glad they don't serve, to be quite honest with you. I mean, today's military is a mess. It is not militaristic. Every time I go into the Army-Navy store and I look at the gear that we used to use in the 80s, which was very much the gear that they used to use in the 70s in Vietnam. In fact, it was not until the second Persian Gulf War that the actual kit of the soldier began to evolve. And I realized that, you know, we came from a different time. I don't know what soldier. I mean, I've fallen off of armored personnel carriers and fractured everything on one side. Fractured my shin. I did great things and I've done stupid things. But all in the military time. It was all about the mission. And I don't even know if they follow that now. So, I sit here and I realize the authoritarians are there, and I don't know if the people following me, if the generations following me now, recognize that for what it is. If they don't understand that what went into getting them where they are today just did not happen. It didn't just happen this way. A lot of blood was spilt, a lot of sacrifice done in order for everybody to be where they are today, including myself. But I wonder if the generations below me understand that. When we get back, we're going to talk about one place where they're failing, those generations below me. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. If you have a smartphone, which unfortunately, does anybody find smartphones to be interesting as far as just objects that we own? They're so uninteresting to me. They all look alike. But we all can't, none of us can live without these things now. Absolutely not. So, you know, I have a lot of notifications I get. And on January 6th, my phone was inundated from every news outlet all in a matter of seconds. Same thing happened with Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested and Derek Chauvin was sentenced. Fox News. Local news. Which one to follow? Where to click? And the answer, it turns out, all depends on your age. For 43% of millennials and Gen Zers, social media is the first choice. Now, for the millennials and the Gen Zers, phone-based news is the most popular platform for them to share and opine exhaustively over their favorite social media platform. YouTube and Facebook and TikTok, all coveted services that deliver the world's daily news to our younger generations. There's just one problem, and it's a big one. Social media can quickly turn into a game of telephone. Untrustworthy sources, random users playing judge, jury, and out online, you know. It becomes all too easy to confuse when fact and fiction become swayed by the court of public opinion. After all, responsible journalism has frequently been lacking. How else does one explain the behavior of our media? They don't even bother to hide their true affiliations anymore. Instead, they're discrediting an entire industry with their lazy, convoluted reporting. This blatant bias abuses public trust, and the impact can be deadly. When you don't receive an accurate factual information from trustworthy sources, that can easily mean the violent incitement of hate today. Misunderstandings can start wars, and today social media has become our greatest weapon. With millennials and Gen Zers, it is simply hard to gain an audience otherwise. A study from the Reuters Institute and University of Oxford calls the younger generations a group that is of great interest to news publishers around the world, but they're also finding it is increasingly hard to reach them. And this is because these groups look to one another when they cluster together on the same social media platform. Younger generations do not have the advantage of life experience yet to understand the bigger playing field of politics. They look at an issue, and rightfully they are incensed, and still they cannot always see the bigger picture of why instead sometimes caution, patience, and love should light the way. And this is a reason why we don't see 20-year-old politicians sitting in Congress. It is dangerous to have just one opinion, as we've seen repeatedly throughout history, but social media has shown us that too many opinions can also cloud the pool of judgment, quickly turning fantasy into reality and rewriting history in real time. Ideally, we would have balance. And that is what some of the millennial media are yet to understand, hopefully before it's too late. Young people, like I said, you know, I talked about this earlier, it was the last segment. They have a lot thrust on them. I feel bad for them, really, I do. I was, compared to them today, I was a very naive growing up young person. wasn't until I got into the military that a lot of things began to gel for me. And I was 23 when I joined the military. Most everybody that I went to basic training with was 18. But even those guys, in 1980, the 18-year-olds of 1980, were so hardened as individuals compared, not because of the military, just because of life, they were so hardened in the 1980s compared to the 18-year-olds of today. And that's not an indictment against the 18-year-olds of today. It is a simple fact. We came up in a different time. We went through a different thing. We didn't have social media. We didn't have computers. We had three channels on the TV. The telephone that we had, if you became a teenager, when you became a teenager, your parents always bought a 20-foot long cord so you could walk around while you talked. I mean, it's... And at the beginning of the summer, instead of sitting around playing video games, we went outside and we were the video game. We played sports, and we made believe, depending on what your age was. And if not that, then there was the courtship of young couples and the coming of age of the adolescents. But it all happened outside, from sun up till sundown. We were outside. Sometimes I sit back and wonder, based on some of the things I did, how I survived that, because I did some crazy stuff as a kid. My favorite thing was to jump my bike like Evel Knievel. Look him up, children. He was a great guy. And yet, these are the ones that look and react in such a way that frightens me as to the way they do it right now, because they do get very angry very quickly. And I don't want to face them, not because I'm afraid of them, because of what's going to happen to them. And it's not going to be just me, right? I come from a different era. You come from a different era. I mean, even camping has changed. I see some of the stuff they go out for camp and camp with. I'm like, that's better than some of the hotels I stayed in the 80s. And they're camping with it? When we get back, President Biden has given us a preview of what may be coming. Of what may be coming in this next election. Just so you know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is rising. The Labor Department saying there were 286,000 initial claims filed last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week's revised total. The White House on Thursday is defending President Joe Biden after he claimed the upcoming midterm elections easily could be illegitimate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked if the 2022 midterm elections would be considered illegitimate if a voting rights bill is not passed.
But the point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
Biden making those comments at the White House today. The CIA says there's no one explanation for the health issues experienced by many United States diplomats and embassies around the world. An interim finding on the so-called Havana Syndrome reports no United States adversary is engaged in a sustained worldwide campaign to harm or collect intelligence on diplomats. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, President Biden had a quote-unquote news conference the other day. And he wouldn't say outright whether he believes the upcoming election results will be legitimate if his election bills don't pass. And he's pushing for passage of the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would nationalize federal election laws. Republicans have blocked efforts to nationalize federal election laws, often arguing it subverts the Constitution. The president, speaking to reporters at a formal press conference at the White House, was asked about the passage of his election bills and whether he believes the upcoming election would be fair without them. Biden appeared to dodge directly answering, telling the nation, "It depends." It all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try and alter the outcome of the election. And it's one thing. Look, maybe I'm being too much of an optimist. Remember how we thought not many people were going to show up to vote in the middle of a pandemic? We had the highest voter turnout in the history of the United States of America. And Biden believed that he believes that no matter how hard the Republicans make it for minorities to vote, people will stand in line and defy the attempt to keep them from voting. He said the efforts to ensure a free and fair election will be difficult, but maintained there's still time to pass his bills. Now, I don't know about you, but I stand in line to vote already. Voting should not be easy. It should never be easy. Citizenship is an all-encompassing sort of thing to do. Recently, Biden began calling for an end to the filibuster in a renewed effort to get the election bills passed. Even though they used the filibuster last week to keep the Republicans from pushing a bill to put sanctions on a pipeline that Russia was building. they called it that. And he previously slammed a Georgia election bill that was signed into law in 2021, calling it Jim Crow in the 21st century. Georgia's law makes voter ID a requirement and expands early voting in many Georgia counties, among other changes. It is more difficult to vote in New York State. It's more difficult to vote in Delaware than it is in Georgia. But see, he's not worried about what happens in Georgia. And Biden is very candid about one thing, and he is correct. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who gets to count the vote. That changes everything. Later on, he reiterated his concerns about the 2022 midterm elections, telling reporters that they could easily be illegitimate. Oh, yeah, I think it'd easily be illegitimate. Imagine if, in fact, Trump has succeeded in convincing to not count the votes. Imagine if those attempts to say that the count was not legit, you have to recount it, and we're going to discard the following votes. I'm not going to say it's going to be legit. The increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is a direct proportion to us not being able to get those reforms passed. Well, no, actually, what happened there was they passed a bunch of emergency revisions in states where the Republicans held control in order to sway the vote. And there was no deadline to when votes could be counted. And when I went to bed on election night, Trump was winning. And when I woke up, Trump lost. Because in the middle of the night, four key places changed everything. Biden's comments echo that of other Democrats who have accused Republicans of blocking future fair elections. Senate Majority Leader Schumer, for example, recently accused Republicans of wanting to rig the game and rig the count by preventing Biden's bills. What about, you know, what is in place now was what was in place when Obama was elected. What is in place now was in place when Bill Clinton was elected. Why, when Jimmy Carter was elected? Why does this have to change now? Why do the feds need to have a hold of it? Because first of all, everything they touch breaks. It just breaks. But what they're talking about is a power grab. They want to have a one-party rule. And you want to look at some places that have one-party rule. Look at New York. Look at Illinois for the most part. Look at New Jersey. Look at California. They have one-party rule. Look at what's happening to them. Look at what they're doing. I'll give you an example. Sheriff Villanueva, anti-gun as the day is long, had a murder that just came up in L.A. County. Some young lady was working somewhere, and some obviously homeless and possibly mentally deranged or high dude, whatever he was, came in to where she was working for no reason and stabbed her to death. You know, a young 20-something, you know. And George Gascon is the DA of L.A. County. And see, when somebody gets charged with murder, there are these enhancements of using a weapon, using a gun, using a knife, while on drugs, that kind of thing. And Gascon will not employ those enhancements to increase the sentence of these people. And when you're doing it with killers, you're really giving them a pass. So Villanueva has referred this to the feds. Because that's the only way he can get anything to work. He's a sheriff in a county where the LAPD is down by 500 cops. Crime is spiraling out of control. The mayor, the DA, everybody there, the governor of the state, they're all crazy. It's never about criminals. Criminals are just, you know, they're victims. Guns are the problem. I've got a gun sitting right here. I've been waiting on it all day to just jump up and start shooting itself, but it doesn't. It never does. Because guns are a machine. And I am the one that runs the machine. And in order for it to go off, it has to be in my hand. And I have to do the things that command it to go off. So, that's all there is to it. And this is what one-party rule does. One-party rule is not good for anybody. There is no checks and balances. There is no other opinion. There's only one opinion. And then if you go foul of the one opinion, oh my gosh, you're in big trouble. They might shut down your business. They might do all kinds of things. So, Biden is setting up the scenario to where he might want to try to call the 2022 midterm elections illegitimate, just like they did with Trump's 2016 win. So, harden up. Expect this to happen. Stay calm. And let's ride it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I and Paloma Capana have talked almost ad nauseum about January the 6th, but we haven't gotten to this part yet. Because apparently the House Select Committee, established to probe the Capitol riot, is not actually interested in probing the Capitol riot. According to a Federalist analysis of the 84 subpoenas publicly issued by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Select Committee, only 8 have targeted individuals or groups with any connection to the Capitol riot. The rest have taken aim at former government officials and private citizens in a smear campaign for exercising their constitutional right to protest. The 84 subpoenas do not include the more than 100 seeking the telephone records of individuals whose identities remain under seal, both from the public and from those whose privacy the committee seeks to violate. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, upon accepting the appointment as vice chair, said, "Every member of this committee is dedicated to conducting a nonpartisan, professional, and thorough investigation of all the relevant facts regarding January the 6th. We owe it to the American people to investigate everything that led up to and transpired on January the 6th." Except the committee, absent of Republican appointments at Pelosi's direction, is far more nonpartisan, and the probe's investigation is far from focused on the security failures at the Capitol on January the 6th. Born in the ashes of a 9/11-style commission blocked by Republicans when Democrats refused a genuine investigation of violence on Capitol Hill, Pelosi's Select Committee on January 6th has remained faithful to its central purpose. And that purpose is seeking retribution against political dissidents while offering a smokescreen to Pelosi's own culpability in her own failure to reinforce the capital security, because the buck stops with her. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, Democrat, Mississippi, made that much clear last summer in an interview with CNN. If you look at the charge that we have in the resolution, it says the facts and circumstances around January 6th. I don't see the speaker being part and parcel to that, he said. According to Thompson, Pelosi's apparent refusal to approve activation of the National Guard, not once, but six times, according to the testimony from former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, fails to fall under the umbrella of facts and circumstances around January the 6th. And that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. If you want to have a deterrent in place when you know there may be an issue, then you put the deterrent in place. And if you fail to put the deterrent in place, if the issue does occur, you sort of aided and abetted that lady. Meanwhile, federal agencies run by Democrats have colluded with Pelosi's deputies in the House to block a genuine investigation of the security failures at the Capitol by Republican lawmakers kicked from the Speaker's select panel. Earlier this month, House Republicans penned a letter to Pelosi outlining at least four times last year the Speaker's deputies denied to provide records shedding light on the security decisions of January the 6th. I mean, after all, if we're going to have a thing like this happen, wouldn't you want to prevent it? But we get this. There is irony in the fact that at the same time White House Democrats are holding witnesses in criminal contempt of Congress for raising genuine questions of legal privilege, you continue to obstruct Republican access to House records relating to the security preparedness of the Capitol Annex. In October, the FBI similarly stonewalled GOP lawmakers who requested the same briefing given to members of the Select Committee. Of the 84 subpoenas issued by the panel, for which its authority remains questionable after Pelosi barred GOP appointments, at least one targeted a private citizen with no connection to any of the events on January the 6th, whether it be the turmoil at the Capitol or the Trump rally at the White House. Andrew Surabian, a Republican operative working to unseat Cheney in Wyoming, was subpoenaed by the Lawmakers Committee last week. And we get this. During the time period that the rally was being organized, Mr. Surabian was overseeing a super PAC in support of Republican Senate candidates in Georgia. Mr. Surabian is a close friend of Donald Trump Jr. and is running a super PAC that opposes the re-election of one of the members of the committee. Accordingly, we believe that this is nothing more than harassment of the committee's political opponents and is un-American to the core. Now, eight subpoenas from the committee have sought information more directly related to the Capitol unrest, including subpoenas to three right-wing groups and their leaders, Proud Boys International, LLC, Oath Keepers, First Amendment Praetorian, and each of their chairmen have been summoned by the probe. On Wednesday, Nicholas Fuentes and Patrick Casey of the America First Movement were handed subpoenas based on the committee's suspicions of involvement in the chaos that unfolded in the Capitol. I don't really know what this is about, to be honest with you. It definitely is not about trying to find a solution to this, because there is a solution to this already there. If you, and this is the thing, and I tell this to people all the time. If trouble presents itself, someone who is prepared for trouble has a better chance of dealing with it than someone who is not. And this whole thing reeks to me of a setup. And some people did some silly things, like stealing the speaker's lectern and sitting at her desk and stealing a document or envelope or something from it. That's silly. That's a silly thing to do. And look what you're getting for your trouble. Look what you got for the selfie moment. Because we know this all happened because it was all on Instagram. I am all in on the fight to save this nation. I am not going to partake of anything that doesn't actually do that. So, that's definitely not a thing that's going to happen with me. So, you know, I look at all this stuff and I look at where they're going. I mean, this is definitely not the Oath Keepers style. The Oath Keepers, when they go in most places, they go in very quietly. They stay away from the press. So I don't know, you know. This is them going for the low-hanging fruit. I mean, this is what it looks like to me. They're looking at these things. They're like, Oath Keepers, okay, well, they're obviously militia types, so we'll get them. Because the militia is evil. And yet every one of you out there right now today is part of the militia. So, I don't know. I don't know what the goal is. I don't know what their plan is. It obviously is not about getting out there and keeping this from happening again. But I guess the FBI, when the Republicans are in place, it, you know, probably won't happen. Or it will happen, and then they won't be seeding this with FBI operatives. Agent provocateurs, if you will. Such the farce that it is. Pelosi is such a waste of humanity, is Nancy Pelosi. Very evil, simply because, like I said, she thinks she knows what's best for you, and she wants to tell you what's best for you, and then she wants to compel you to do it, whether you want to or not. All there is to it. Coming up next, it's going to be a version of 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Joe got something got to deliver the other day. We're going to talk about that first. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.